Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. Well, around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
You know, when someone pushes you, sometimes you've got to push back. For years, tobacco companies have been poisoning our people, targeting our kids, and lying about the dangers of tobacco. That's not okay.
We can do more to protect our children and help Oklahomans live longer, healthier lives. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Big Tobacco needs to know who they're messing with. You ready?
Well, the cattle futures today had a kind of a wild midday here. We were higher to start the day and finished higher. The October live cattle were the strongest month, up $1.50 at $112.50, and that is the highest that contract has been along this journey here from the September 9th to low. They rallied about 20%, so somewhere around $19 off of the low from September 9th. So 27 days ago to now, we've rallied somewhere around $19. So quite a rally here. I have not seen any cash trade. There was some 111 ask, but nothing happened on that Fed Cattle Exchange. There was about 768 head listed, but no trade. Box beef at midday was 98 cents higher on choice at 219. Select was up 88 at 192.36. The next big reports are the cold storage on October 22nd and then cattle on feed October 25th. OKC West today is estimated to have around 7,000 head. The hog market today gave back much of yesterday's gains. We were down $1.47 on the December hogs at $70.65. That was a dollar off the low. The limits were expanded today because the limit up yesterday, but that did not come into play. And then overnight, COFCO said that their hog production in China was 265,000 head in the third quarter, which is down 60.4%.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
The grain futures were mixed today. We had corn down about a penny, beans down 4 to 5. The wheat came alive late in the day with the Chicago December up 7 and a quarter at 514 and a quarter. So that was a welcome sight. July of 2020, Chicago wheat up 4 and a quarter at 526 and a half. Then the Kansas City was up 2 to 4 cents. Cotton was strong today with December up 103 at 64.56. So that was extremely strong there on the cotton futures. The trade is watching the fallout from the cold spell we had over the weekend. It's kind of unknown how much damage is. There's been a lot of estimates here, but it sounds like there could be some significant impact on total corn and total soybean production. The market hadn't reflected that with the weakness. And then, of course, the other side of it is the China talk of that they're going to come in and buy a bunch of ag products. And then President Trump today said that he will not sign it until he meets with the Chinese president, but the deal is being papered right now. So we'll see what happens. Egypt bought 405,000 metric tons of wheat from France, Russia, and Ukraine. Russia got the bulk of it at 285,000 metric tons. And then France and Ukraine both had about 60 each. And then we sold 228,000 metric tons of corn this morning to Mexico. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.